Today's daf is Yuma Daf Mem Zayin, and we have this course to start the fifth parak in Masechus Yuma, basically halfway in the Masechta, a little bit past the Dapim mark, but smack in the middle in terms of Prakim. And again, Yuma is pretty linear in that it just basically goes through the Yom Kippur service, at least until the end. When we talk about the halachos that are relevant for us nowadays, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the whole Masechta will become relevant. Basically, we're continuing, and the last thing we basically mentioned was taking the coals from the Mizbach HaChitzon, from the outer Mizbeach, right, and taking that, using that for the Ketores, right? But we said he put it down outside on the fourth row of stones outside of the Heichal. Outside of the Ulam, basically in the Azara, basically that's where the Mishnah picks off from. So Hotzil Lois Akaf Es Hamachta, they brought out a kaf. Literally means a spoon. It's probably a big spoon, as you'll see in a second. Probably more of a ladle type thing. Ves Hamachta, Hamachta was the shovel. The Gemara will talk about. Didn't we just mention the shovel? Right, we used the shovel for the coals in a second ago. Chafan Malo Chofnav. Now, chofan is the verb form of chofnav, of a chofen, or a chofna, I guess, or a chofen, I'm not sure what the noun is. But either way, this is basically what it means, is taking two hands and scooping out two hands full, right? You put two hands together into like a scoop, and scooping out ketores from, well, we'll see in a second, from where they brought him the ketores, and the Kohen Gadol would put it into the kaf, into the spoon, into the ladle. Hagadol lefi godlo, vakatan lefi katno. Right, a big Kohen Gadol would take according to his big sized hands, and a small Kohen Gadol would take according to his small sized hands. Vakachaya midasa, that was the size, that was the amount of ketores that needed to get burned and offered on Yom Kippur. Right, the amount that could fit between, if you cup the two hands together, the amount that could fit in that between the coin, in the Kohen Gadol's hands. Notos hamachta b'minu vesakaf b'smalo, he would take the shovel in his right hand, and the spoon and the ladle in his left hand. And again, the Gemara will ask, well, the right is usually more chashuv. Why would you take the shovel that has the coals, right, and seemingly that's the tafel in the avoda, right, and take the ketores in your left hand and the spoon? And that seems a little bit strange. The Gemara says, machta, right, tanale, we already talked about a shovel, right, if in the last Mishnah, right, natal samachta v'al l'rosh mizbeach v'chot v'yored. Right, he takes a shovel, goes up to the mizbeach, takes up some coals, and comes down. So what are you talking about? They brought him out a spoon or a ladle and a shovel. So Gemara says, "Nahasa machta de gecholim." No, yeah, in a chinami that there was a shovel that took out the coals, but there was another shovel here in our Mishnah. What was that for? V'acha machta de ketores. It was the shovel of the ketores. Why would there be a shovel for the ketores? Right? Don't you put the ketores in the spoon? But yeah, the Tanya Lundner Baisa Hotziu lo kaf reikon. They took out the spoon, the ladle that was empty. Milishcha zakelim, from the lishcha, from the chamber where they had the kelim. Umachte gedusha shal ketores milishcha space aftinas, and they would take out a shovel. Right, this is the second shovel. Right, full of ketores. Right, from the Beis Altinas, that's where the Ketores was made, that's where the Ketores was stored, that was one of the chambers in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's basically where the Kohen, what he would do is, that's where he would take his two cupped hands, that's where he would take the Ketores from. So he had a big shovel filled, right, piled with Ketores, he would stick his hands in there, right, take a shovel full, take a hands full, and then put that into the spoon, into the ladle, and we'll see in a second exactly how big it was. Right? Okay, so that's the next part of the Mishnah is exactly that process. Okay, the Gemara says, "Kaf be'am kipurim lamali." What do you even need the spoon for? What do you need it for? Right, malo chofnav v'heviyam merachmana. The pasuk says, right, you bring malo chofnav, meaning his cupped hands, right, a full amount of whatever fit in his cupped hands, vehevi, and bring it inside. I mean, i.e., inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. So the pasuk does not mention a spoon at all. Sigmar says, Mishum Delo Efshar. Because if you didn't take a spoon, so how else were you getting all this stuff, these coals and the ketores, into the Kodesh Kadoshim? Hechi Navid, what would he do? Nile v'hadar v'nile? What, we take two trips? Right? Hava achas amrachmanav lo shtevos. And the pasuk says, vehevi what's the pasuk? Ve'ivimi based on parochas, right? You would take it inside, right, past the parochas, right, into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Ve'ivi, it only says once, so there's only one entrance here, right, for the Ketores service at least, right? There's only one entrance that the Pasuk says. You're not going in and out and in and out. So you can't. You have to bring it together. You have to bring it at once. So what else can you do? And Nishkala Ketores b'Chofenav. You're going to put the Ketores in the Chofen v'Nithne the Machta Allah, and you put the coals on top. Well, that doesn't v'Leil and let him go in. Well, Kimat Yalsam Heichli the Oved. What is he going to do? How are you going to burn the Ketores on top of the coals if you have the coals on top of the Ketores when you enter? Right? It's just, I mean, you're literally holding, both your hands are holding everything. Now, what do you do? Rearrange it? Where are you putting it down somewhere? This just physically doesn't work. Initially, b'shineha v'nachta l'machta. You're telling me maybe he should hold it between his teeth? Right? It's almost tongue in cheek. Right? You take it between the teeth. And then bring it and put it down right inside the kodashim. Right, no one is doing that ridiculous avoda, that ridiculous thing in front of a regular king. So certainly not in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why would you embarrass yourself like that in front of a regular king? Certainly not in Hashem's presence in the Kodesh Kodashim. So simply, it's impossible for him to take it without two utensils. So therefore, if you came into Lafshir, Avtina Kashkechan Benisim. And now, here's the kicker. Right? Once you can't physically go in, right, or you can't manage to get both the coals and the Ketores in there without two Kalim, so then we might as well use the process of the Nisim. What does that mean? So if you remember Parshas Noso, perhaps you're familiar, right? The Torah repeats the 12 Korbanos of the Nisim again and again and again and again, right? We read it on Chanukah or Parshas Noso, right? Perhaps we're all familiar with the Kriya, I'd imagine, because literally the same Sukkim over and over and over. So what did they do over there by the Nisim? Kaf Achat Meleya Ketores. That's the phrase, right? Kaf Achat. That's how the Nisim brought their Ketores, right, to as part of the Avoda. They used a kaf. So do over here. Once you can't get everything in with your own hands, so then we might as well take something that we find, some sort of precedence, and then we kind of transpose it from there. Okay. Again, we said that you take the shovel with the coals in the right, and the kaf, the ladle, the spoon, with the Ketores in your left. So the Gemara says, Yitziva ba'ara v'giyura b'shmei Shmaya. That you're putting, as just a phrase, that means that the people who live in the city are on the ground, and the people who are guests in the city, people who are traveling into the city, they're in the sky. Meaning, which is just a phrase, that means that why would you take the less chashuv thing, the coals, and put it in your right hand? Right? You should take the Ketores and put it in your right hand. So Gemara says, Zuperuva v'rezu mu'atis. Yeah, there's a lot of coals, and there's less Ketores. Also, I'd imagine, coals are much heavier. So we wanted to make sure, right, that he's able to carry it okay. Right, assuming he's a righty, right, so then right, it makes more sense that he would be able to carry it in that way. And even if they're equal, right, even if they weigh the same, like we'll see in a second, a story about one of the Kohen Gadol's name, Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis. So zu chama v'zu tzonena, still, one is hot, one is cold. Pashtus is that it'd be easier for him to carry it in the right hand, right, to carry it farther away from him, perhaps, and to have more of a grasp on the coals than on the Ketores. Now, once we mentioned Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, Amru Lav Baal Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, they said about him, Shehaya Chofen Arba Kavin Melo Chofnav. But how he was apparently massive. How much Ketores could fit in between his hands? 4 Kav, which is a huge number, right? If you remember, we said there was only 3 Kav of coals that was in the shovel. So he had even more Ketores than coals. Rav Omar Al-Anashim, Zordu Vizered. Ema Alav Lagag. What he said about how he got so big and so healthy, I guess, is that all the women Zardu Vizered have Zardu Vizered. They got Zered, but my mother's Zered was Alav Lagag, went up to the roof. What in the world does that mean? So you could ask me, but our son. Some people say he's talking about our son. What is our son? So, Rabba Bar Yonason, Damar Rabba Bar Yonason, Damar Rabbi Yechiel, our son Yafa Lechole. But that our son is something that you give to someone who is sick. Rashi says basically they would give it to a woman who is pregnant. Right? If you look at Rashi, you get Damar Hayzered Bar Arson, Kamar Yafa Hu Lechole. Ustam Nashim Mubaros Cholos. Right, apparently it was some sort of pottery or oatmeal, some sort of food made from grains that the pregnant woman would eat, and so that the children could get all nice and strong. Right, back out to eat your Wheaties. Yeah, so they basically, that's something that would feed them, right? So he was praising this food, right, that his mother apparently, the quality of the food, that type of food that she ate when she was pregnant, right, allowed him to grow, right, so big, I guess, and be so healthy. Some people say no, he was a little bit stranger reference. He's talking about the seed, the semen that stomach was used to conceive him. Like Rabbi Avo said, the Rabbi Avo Ramiksiv, because Rabbi Avo pointed out that there's a stira in Psukim. It says, by David HaMelech, v'tazreni chayel melchama, uksiv ha-ma'azreni chayel melchama. Right? Meaning, it says either v'tazreni or me'azreni. Right? That's, meaning, literally, both of them mean that Hashem strengthened David HaMelech, right? So, again, Psukim in Tehillim, no? So in the Pasuk says in Shmuel. Okay. The second Pasuk is in Tehillim. Okay. But either way, meaning that David said that Hashem made him strong for battle. So what's it? Why do we spell it differently? So Amar David HaNekosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Zerisani Vizir Zatani, that you literally, the Zerisa is to winnow. And basically, as Rashi explains over here, that apparently David said about himself that he was born of the choicest Zera. Right, I guess Rashi says his Rasani min habiru sheva, right? And if you look at Rashi beforehand, right, Kamash ain yitzir sevlad mi kol tipa ela min habiru sheva zera doshen chavil yisrael. Then, right, again, when not to get graphic, but obviously there's a lot of sperm in semen. So he was just complimenting that he must have had, right? He must have come from the choicest of the sperm when he was conceived by his mother. Okay, seder gamur. Amru Olav al Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, and they said about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, again, I always like to point out that the Gemara sometimes talks about things that we, in our own modern sensitivities, seem to be uncouth, but again, Torah was life, right? Now, there was nothing that was, you know, off limits, there's nothing that's off limits in the Gemara, and so, you know, because Torah encompasses every aspect of life, so these things that may, you know, sound like a little bit grating on the ears, really just indicates, right, how much Torah covers. Torah covers everything. No one is embarrassed to talk about any matter, because this is the Torah. This David HaMelech talked about it, right, and the Psukim, right, that's a pshat in the Psukim, and, you know, it's not for us to be embarrassed about these things, right, just pashtus, right, simple facts of life, right, that's the Torah, right, encompasses everything. Okay, either way, right there. Amar Olav al Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, they said about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchas, the pam achas siper dvarim im aravi echad bashuk. Once, he was talking with an Arab, Pashas, it's an Arab in the Shuk, a big discussion of when this happened. We'll see in a second why it's important, but it's also quoted in the Yerushalmi. It's a question whether it happened on Yom Kippur or Erev Yom Kippur. Either way, let's just tell the story and then we can explain a little bit of the Nafkaminas here, whether it happened on Yom Kippur or an Erev Yom Kippur. Right. There was one time he was talking to an Arab in the marketplace. Venitzet sinora mipiv al begodav, and some of the saliva from the mouth of the Arab, right, fell on the Kohen Gadol's clothing, and that would made him tame, because Chazal were gozer that goyim have a tumah midrabanan, or really, no, really that goyim are zovim. Right, people assume that they're zovs, the midrabanan, therefore it's an avatumah. Right, that made him, right, made him tame. And Yeshevav, his brother, replaced him, right? Again, he was, I guess, the skan, he was the backup. Verasa Iman, and their mother saw Shnei Kohanim Gedolim B'Yomechad, that two of her sons were Kohen Gadols on one day. We're going to talk a little bit about Kimchas in a second, their mother, right? Kimchas was his mother, right? Usually we say Rabbi Shmuel ben the father, but here, since Kimchas, as the Gemara is going to explain, was tremendously righteous, so the name, right, we mentioned his mother. Anyway, what I pointed out before, that in Yerushalmi, there's a discussion whether this happened on Yom Kippur or Erev Yom Kippur. Pashas, either way, is difficult, because if you say it happened on Yom Kippur, so Pashas is what's Kohen Gadol going out to the marketplace to talk to an Arab. First of all, why did the marketplace even open on Yom Kippur? Second of all, why would he leave the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur to talk to an Arab? Okay, some Gersas say he was a king. Okay, either way, Lamaisa, right, very strange if it happened on Yom Kippur, and it happened on Erev Yom Kippur, right, when he Lechora could have been found in the marketplace to take care of maybe, I don't know, food for his family or whatever. So then the question is, well, why didn't he just go to the mikvah and just do the avodah at night? He shouldn't have had to wait 7 days. He could have just gone to the mikveh. Harav Shemesh, right? He can do the avoda. Why would his brother have to replace him? Okay. Either way, that's the story. There's going to be another story very, very similar. But right, that's the issues over here. Okay. V'shuv Amru, they said again. Allah al Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchai, the Pamachas Yatzav v'Sibarim Adon Echad Bashuk. Again, the same thing happened. Some other master. He was talking to some sort of master in the marketplace. Maybe a melech. Maybe some sort of officer. Somebody important. V'nitzet Sinor Mipiv Al Begadav. Sure enough, the guy's spit landed on his clothing. V'nichnas Yosef Echav v'shimish tachtav, and sure enough, his brother Yosef, not Yeshevav, but his brother Yosef, was the backup. So he got to go take over for him on Yom Kippur, and also v'rasa iman shnei kohanim gedolim b'yom echad. And Kimchas saw again, once again, two of her sons being kohen gadol in a single day. Tanur Rabbanan with the Rabbisa about Kimchas. Shiva banim hayu la the Kimchas. Right, there were seven sons born to Kimchas, Vakulam, Shimshu, Bakuna, Gedola. Every single one of them was a Kohen Gadol at some point, as you see, right? Some of them, right? Yishmael was obviously the main one, and maybe that, maybe after, I don't know if he passed away, I'm not sure, but Lamaisa Taklas, either they were backups or they ended up being the actual Kohen Gadol. All seven sons ended up being serving as a Kohen Gadol at some point in their lives. They said, wow, that's amazing, right? After they realized, I guess there was a pattern happening here. What did you do that you're Zocha to this? Amr Lahem. She said to them, "Mi'amaylo ro koros besi kile sari." In my entire life, the walls of my house never saw my hair. Meaning, she always covered her hair, even when she was by herself in the back room, right, preparing dinner or whatever it was in the kitchen. Never took off her hair covering. She was that sanua. I think of Tosas or Tosas, maybe Tosas Yishanim over here. I'm not sure exactly. I forget which one. I'm not going to look at it now. One of them mentions that, she never washed her hair. Takla's like, okay, maybe she did, and it was she washed it outside her house. What Tosas Yishanim, I think it is, explains that it's basically practically right. And all, as much as she could, she always covered her hair. But obviously, if she had to wash it, so then, or cut it or whatever, so then obviously there's some sort of need to take it off. So then she would reveal. Okay, but either way, Lamaisa, very high level of tznius, is that's what the Gemara is getting at. Amrula, they said to her, Harbe Asu Kein Velo Ho'ilu. They said to her, very interesting response, that many people did this, and it didn't help them. I mean, that's not the schus that they got. So again, Rishonim debate what exactly that means. Pashtus is, they were saying that couldn't be the schus, because a lot of people do that, and not all of them had Kohanim Gedolim. I think the Meiri says, if I'm not mistaken, I forget already, I saw it down at the bottom of the footnotes of the Masifta, that I think it's Meiri, that they were saying, yeah, okay, in Echinami, that must be it, because a lot of people do this, and not lo ho'ilu, that didn't help them get this, but it helped them be zocha to other things, so that maybe the ultimate tznius was shaykh. Okay, meaning, lemaisa, machlokas, whether it was, they said that couldn't be it, or that must be it, but either way, that was the response of the chachamim. Tan rabbanan with another rabbisa, bekomtso shalo yasa mida lekometz. Now we're shifting gears a little bit. We've been talking about taking the mol chofnav, right, taking the incense with the hands. So a similar avoda in the Beis HaMikdash was taking the korban mincha. The kohen would take the korban mincha as a kometz, right? The kometz, as we'll explain exactly what the kometz was, but he would take the kometz and offer that on the mizbeach, and the rest of it was called shirayim, that would be leftovers, and that people would eat. But the korban mincha bekumtso has to be brought bekumtso. That's the pasuk says shleiyasa mida lekometz. It shouldn't be a specific measure for the kometz, but really, yeah, meaning that you shouldn't use a kli, you shouldn't use a utensil, you should do it. The kohen has to do it with his hands. So the Gemara says, "Ibay lehu mashi yasa mida lechafina." So, what about making a specific measure for the chafina? The chafina, again, as we mentioned in our Mishnah, is taking both hands and cupping it together and scooping out the ketores from Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, and the Gemara wants to know, is it that the same as the korban mincha, as the kemitza? Right? Hasam hu dechtiv bekumtso, aval hacha delo ketziv bechofnav. Maybe the chofen, meaning taking the ketores with both hands, is different, because by the kometz of the korban mincha, it says bikumtso, right? Specifying has to be with the kometz process, which we'll explain what it is in a second. Ella, maloch, but maybe, or maybe, maloch of, I stopped short. I apologize. Maybe hasam hu dechtir bekumtso. Maybe by the komets it says by the komets specifically you have to take with your komets procedure. Avalacha, but by chofen the locative chofnav doesn't say bechofnav. Ela belochofnav. It says the filling of your hands. Rektor samim daka. That's the end of the pasuk. Maybe lo. Maybe you are allowed to take. Maybe it's not usher to make a kli to make a measurement to take this amount of ketores or doma or maybe yolif male male mikumtso. Maybe it's, since it says male by a komets and male by the chofen. Right. So also. What's it called? It also is usher to make a specific measure with a kli, and you have to take your hands. The Gemara says, "Tashma, I'll bring you proof." So too, this was the midah. This was the measurement. That's what we said in the Mishnah, right? The big coin take a big hands, the small coin with the small hands, and that was the measurement. So the Gemara says, "My love, shem ratzel lasos midah acheres osa." Right? Doesn't that seem to imply that you could get another midah, you could get meaning that you're able to, whether you could make a measurement. So Gemara says, no, this is what it means. That's how he would do it again inside the Kodesh Kodesh. He would bring it in the spoon, but then he would take the hands, right, take his hands and take all of that ketores into his hands and thereby offer it onto the coals, right, in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, well, if that's true, Shmas Minan, Chofen, V'chozer, V'chofen. Right, the Gemara is going to have in a couple of daf, is going to have a discussion whether the Kohen could take his hands twice, right, fill his hands twice with the ketores and do it, right, once outside and once inside, or does he have to do it only once? If you're telling me that's what the Mishnah means, that he goes ahead and takes it again in his hands again, so that seems to answer that question. Why would the Gemara even have that Havamina? So Gemara says, Delma, you could answer one of two ways. Either Delma Shem Ratzalasos Mida Osa, right? Either you could say that the Mishnah means that, no, it doesn't mean that he has to, right? It only means that if he wants, he can. And therefore, the question in the Gemara is later on is fine, because the question is whether they have to or not. Or another answer, Shalei Chaser V'lo Shalei Yosir. Or maybe our Mishnah means that he shouldn't take any less and more, any less or any more, meaning he has to take the exact amount of ketores in his hands that he took it from the kaf. It's not saying that he has to take it again. It's saying that he has to. The Mishnah is emphasizing here that he has to specifically take that exact amount that is in. That is in his hands, that goes into the kli, etc. Okay, but either way, Lamai said that does not import anything on the Gemara in a couple of days from now. Tanur Rabbanan will learn the Malo kumtso yachol mevorats. Now back to the korban mincha, taking the komets, taking the scoop with his fingers. You might have thought yachol. You might have thought mevorats, that the flour should be overflowing. Meaning it should be flowing out of his hands, right? He should get all dirty, and his flour all over his hands. Therefore, the pasuk says, right, bekumtso has to be with his komets. And we'll explain exactly what it is in 1 second. If it just said bekumtso, you might have thought with the flour, right? Meaning you might have thought he could do komets with just his fingertips, with just the heads of his fingers. Maybe he could just take a little bit, take a pinch of the flour in the korban mincha. So therefore, tam lomer malokum. So therefore, it says a full komets. Could the katzi inji, like people normally do. Okay, so what is this process that I've been promising that we'll talk about? So chufa shalosh beetzbosav al pisas yado the komets. You take the middle three fingers, fold them over, right, the pisas yado, the palm of a person's hand, the komets, and that scoops up, right, whatever kind of gets scooped up in between. And that's how much a komets is. The Gemara says, u'machavas u'marcheshes. What about a machavas is a flat pan? A marcheshes is a deeper pan. Now, what is that referring to? So, underrated, usually when I explain a korban mincha, we talk about flour and oil, and just, you know, there's a the kohen does the komets with the flour, grabs some, right, gets stuck between his fingers, etc. Right, floury substance, very easy to pick up. Korban mincha was not always brought like that. Sometimes you would bake it first or fry it first, right? Bake it and put it in a pan. So in that case, how do you do the kmitza? So what would you do? So then, again, you'd have to break it up. Right, you have to kind of make it, grabbable. Right, you can't pick up a waffle, right, with your hands. So what would you do? You would say mochik begodlo milamala ubeetzvotzov ketana milamata. So basically, in that scenario, you would pick up the lechora that was bigger pieces than just flour. So you'd have to smooth it out with his. I'm gesturing here with my hand as if you can see it. He would have to smooth out with his thumb and then smooth out with his pinky finger, kind of just make sure, right, all of the rest of it falls away, and you keep the stuff that's in between the three fingers and the palm. And the Gemara says, right, yeah, okay. Vizui avoda kasha sheva mikdash. And this was the most difficult avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, zui visulo, meaning that was the only difficult avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayika malika, what about shechting a bird? I'll explain what that is in a second. Vayika chafina, what about chafina, which is also difficult? Right, making sure that, you know, you have... you have enough. The Gemara talks about that in a different place. Where exactly how difficult it was to be chofen? It wasn't just scooping up, with a couple of hands. So that the Gemara mentions is difficult. And I forget if it's zvachim or menachos. I'm not sure exactly. You know what? I take it back. I think in the couple of daf the Gemara is going to mention how chofen was difficult. I'm not sure. But either way, Malika was difficult because basically what did you do? You had to shecht a bird with the thumb going through the back of its neck while holding the bird. So that you can imagine how difficult that is, right? With the same hand, right? You have to hold the bird with one hand and then kind of pick your thumb up and stab it through the back of the neck and make sure to get all the way through. Right? Okay, in Echonami, it doesn't sound so fun. But either way, there were other difficult avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Ela zuhi me'avodos kasher sheba mikdash. No, in Echonami. So you just change the lashon of the price and saying not that this was the most difficult avoda, this was one of the difficult avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Boy Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah asks the following question. Bein habinim shel malik kumtso mahu. What about between the fingers? Meaning, again, if you fold the fingers down, right, some sort of flour will get between the fingers. What about that? Is that part of the komets or not? So Amar Rav Papa, de gavai lo tiboy lecha. Right, the vade komets. For sure, the stuff that's on the inside, right, meaning towards the inner, you know, corners of the fingers, that's for sure part of the comments. And the stuff on the outside of the fingers, right now, let's say over the knuckles, or, you know, outside of the spaces in between the fingers, that's for sure shirai, and that's for sure extra, that's not part of the comments. The question is, right, the stuff in between. Right, so my, what's the din? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Hadar Pashto, right, after he asked the question, he went and answered, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Uzzah, right, he answered, after he asked the question, he answered, Bein habeinim, safek ninhu, the stuff, the flour in between the fingers, is a safek. And obviously, Tosus asked the question, I don't understand. After he asked the question, he answered it and said that it's a suffix. That's not much of an answer. I think the Tosos gives, to be honest, a couple of dachuk answers in Echonami. They have to be treated as a suffix. The first line of Tosos, just to read it because it's amusing. Lo yadana mai ka'amar. Right, I have no idea what the Gemara is talking about. Right, even before he answered that it was a suffix, our whole question assumed that it was a suffix. Right. Okay, fine, right. Whatever. Meaning, yeah. The first answer of Tosus, if you just read it, Yeshlomo the Meikara the Misafka. Right. Originally, there was a suffix. Right. You could answer that. Perhaps originally there was a suffix, and he thought to answer it. He wanted to answer it. He wanted to answer that it was included in the comments, Obakal Shiraim, or included in the extras. The other question, then he answered the suffix. And the answer was no. It's a suffix. Meaning, originally he wanted to get a clear answer, and the answer was, nope, there's no clear answer, it's a suffix. Okay, fine, he has a couple other suggestions over here, but let's go back to it. So Hechi Avid, so what do you do? Again, once it's a suffix, so what do you do with these this flower that's between your fingers? So I'm Rabbi Hanina, fascinating. Makter Gitaris Lechude Tchila V'Hadar Bein Habinayim. You do it separate. You bring the komets in two stages. Right, first you burn the actual stuff that's for sure a komets, the stuff that's for sure between your fingers and your palm, and then you burn the stuff between your fingers. But they have to be, meaning not in the same space, not in the same time. Because either way, the Amarta Bivinayim Beresha, because if you do the suffix stuff first, problem is, Dilan Shiraim, maybe they're going to be extra, right, the leftovers, Vavilu Shiraim Shechas Shubei Kimitza Laktara, and then you're burning Shiraim leftovers that you're supposed to eat, right, and you're burning leftovers that before Right, and those leftovers don't have any comments that have been offered yet. Famar, and we learned, right, to say, Mar said, right, that the master said that you're not allowed to bring the comments afterwards if for whatever reason you brought the shirayim first. So that's a problem. So Mar says, well, yachi, well, if that's true, meaning if you tell me that you burn them afterwards, so hashtanami, so do over here, right? Ikrikan calls mimenu le'ishim harebe v'altaktiru. Right? Well, the problem is that if you burn it afterwards, right, so then you have a concept that it's something that's not supposed to be burned, right? You're not allowed to burn it. Right, so that's the pasuk says, right? Ki choso arvachol devash l'zaktiru mimenu v'shel Hashem, right? You're not allowed to burn anything that's not shayach to the mizbeach. And something that you're not supposed to burn, right? Again, anything that's not supposed to burn. Meaning, tachas, if you burn the komets, right, you can't burn anything else because it might be shirayim. You're not allowed to burn the shirayim. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bereid Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Demaktile in the Shem Eitzim. No, you bring the suffix stuff on the mizbeach, not betoras komets, not betoras flour, but betoras firewood, right? Betoras Eitzim, right? Kid Rabbi Lezer, like Rabbi Lezer said, the Tanya, like the Abraisa, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, the Rech Nichoch, He said, you're not allowed to bring it as a reich nichoach. You're not allowed to offer, right, something on the mizbeach that you're supposed to eat, right? But tachlis, you're allowed to burn it as firewood to keep the fire going. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, hanichal Rabbi Elazar. That's great because that's Rabbi Elazar's shita. But problem is that chachamim argue on him. Right, Elo the Rabbanim Ma'ikel Amemar. Right, they say you're not even allowed to burn that just to keep the fire going. So Rav Mari, the Kamtzi Shmeini. So Rav Mari says, fascinating that you're right. The only thing you can do is to make sure a Shmeini, right, a fat coin, not to be insulting, but a coin who has fat fingers, has to do the kamitza, and therefore nothing will get trapped. Because once you have fat fingers, you can press them together and scoop it out, and nothing will get trapped in between. So even Rabbi Elazar would agree, right, at this point, that the chachila, right, the kohanim that have fat fingers, right, they should do the kmitza as well. Okay, we'll go back to the Shas tomorrow. We'll stop a little high today because tomorrow's daf is a bit shorter. Have a great Shabbos, and we'll go back there next week.